Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you wondering why your good behavior or your good efforts don't work? Well, today I'm going to share some hacks with you to get your behaviors working for you. So thank you for being here and taking your time out to improve the quality of your life. And make sure you stay until the end because I'm going to give you a bonus tip today. Now, just before we start, I wanted to ask, are you a professional really wanting to enhance your career, get that job promotion, that dream job, or perhaps start a business or grow your business to new levels? Well, from working with multiple clients, I've noticed patterns in self-doubt, imposter syndrome, self-sabotage, overthinking, just to name a few. I was there. I've in the past been settling for a job when it was low paid, thinking I wasn't valued, not valuing myself. But I got to a place now where I own a thriving business that I love and absolutely love serving people. And I never thought it would have been possible back then. Now, if this resonates with you, don't continue in the pattern of putting yourself down and holding yourself back. My new program, Boost Your Brain with Confidence for Professionals, is what you may need. It's available for a limited time offer. So it's only going to be available until Monday. So there's only a few days left for the special offer of only $37. It will then go up significantly. Now, what you're going to get is some of the top psychological tools that has transformed my life to high levels of confidence and my clients to get the results they wanted when they came to me stuck in their head. So if this is something for you, just click in the link below to find out more. But remember, you've only got until Monday, the 11th of April, to take advantage of that special offer. So I'll see you on the inside. Now, let's talk about when behavior doesn't work for you. I've been there having a good intention, right? We've all been there. We've got a good intention to get and keep healthy, to find that love of our lives and stay with them, to progress in our career, to progress in our business, to earn more money, to do good with it. Now, if you're listening, I know you're a good person. Now, obviously, there are times when we knock ourselves back and then we wonder, why is that? Why did I do that stupid thing? Because I've certainly been there. Financially, I've earned some money and then I've blown it on stupid things, like items I didn't need. Dating, it's been going really well and then I've done something really stupid, like just not communicated with them. And then I've just blown it. My career, progressing and then doing something really, really stupid and putting myself down and saying, no, I don't deserve that promotion. In business, I've done that as well. In health, getting healthy and then going out and eating a load of bad food and drinks and just knocking myself back. Maybe you can relate to this. Now, why is that we've done that? Now, these are things I'm obviously very conscious on and I don't do it so much these days. But why is it we do those things? Well, it's because most of our behavior is not driven from our conscious thought. So what you're thinking about doing right now or what you're focusing on, that's just your conscious thought, and that's only 5%. Now, what you've got in the back of your mind is the subconscious mind. And these are all the beliefs, all the experiences your brain's running off. Now, think of it like a computer, and you've got loads and loads of information, and it's giving you instructions. Now, if you've got a lot of negative beliefs and experiences that often come in from early childhood, but can come from emotional events or repeated events in your life, then if you've got that negativity, you're going to be consistent with what you believe, even if you don't realize what you're believing. And that's why self-awareness, things like journaling, coaching are so important to bring that realization to you. But if you're consciously, you've got good attention, but the rest of your computer, the 95% rest of you is going, no, we shouldn't be doing this. I'm going to mess it up. Then you're not going to win that battle. Instead, what we need to do is really rewire that subconscious mind. And is it for example, you see just confident, successful people, they just keep doing really, really well. Now, it's not to say they have zero challenges. Everyone has challenges. But there's those people just so resilient and bounce back so quickly. But that's because they're programmed like that. I was listening to Dan Pienaar the other day, and he was saying he didn't realize that people had low self-esteem until a certain age. Obviously, he does now in his where he is currently. But I can't remember if he's a trillionaire or billionaire. But anyway, really successful guy with money and belief in himself. Now, he's a bit direct, and he's not to everyone's taste, but there's a lot I certainly feel I can learn from him. Now, he was programmed to just think good about himself. But a lot of us, we got amazing families and we're blessed. Now, not everyone's got that, but there could be moments when in our early years where we just create these beliefs that we're not worthy or we don't deserve success somehow. It can just be from an emotional event, or maybe you had a tough time in school in early years. And that can program us to not think good of ourselves. But the good news is we can reprogram ourselves to feel good. So what can you do? Well, I'm going to share three hacks with you. The first thing is the information you're taking in is going to be vital. And this is very, and on this podcast, if you've listened before, you'll notice I do repeat certain ideas in episodes. And that's because repetition is key. The more you hear something, the more you are to action it. Now, obviously, don't wait until you've heard it for the 100th time. Go and action something straight away, because your life doesn't change by just listening to information or me. That's why I always encourage you to take action, because your life won't change unless you do something with what I'm telling you to do. Okay. Or what I'm coaching you to do and giving you an idea for actually taking your action. But if you're listening to things like I said, it's going to be a cliche, like the news, you're going to feel awful about life, because I'm going to say this, the news is poisonous. It's poisonous. And I was looking up the definition of poison the other day, and poison is things that harm the body, basically. Cells, DNA, and things like that. Now, there's physical poison, obviously, but it's a mental poison. It is causing stress. It is causing pressure in your brain, which therefore starts to cause the physical effects of you feeling anxious. Well, it starts calling make you feel anxious, feeling down, and those kind of things. And it's sending neuropeptides, chemicals from the brain, into your body. And when you'll start feeling exhausted, you start feeling like your body starts getting ill and things like that from stressful inputs. So if you're listening to things like that, like the news where it's got full of fear, it's going to cause that effect in your brain and therefore cause that effect in your body. So it is kind of poisonous, even if it's not directly. It is a poison. It's a bit like hanging out with negative people. Now, you want to be very careful about who you call poisonous. But if you're listening to people who like pull you down, they're horrible, they're like just not very nice people. You hear the expression toxic people. That's also going to cause a lot of problems in your body. That stress, that fear, that causes physical reactions in your body. And I've been doing a lot of reading on kind of illness and these kind of things in the body, and it's often caused from the mental state. So if you're listening to negative stuff and it's going into that subconscious mind, you're not only going to keep behaving in a negative way, but you're also going to cause a lot of stress and pain in the body later down in life. Okay. So what you want to do to make sure you're programming your computer or subconscious mind with as successful as possible is listen to uplifting people and podcasts, audiobooks. So listening to motivational stuff is going to make you feel a lot better. And obviously things that apply strategy, personal growth are also going to make you feel good. So pay attention to what you're listening to. The second thing is kind of what I've touched on already, and it is changing your environment. And that's the people around you, dominantly. Like I was just saying, if you've got negative people with you constantly, they are going to cause an effect, and you're going to be, you are the sum of the five people you hang out with. It's very cliche, but as human beings, we often, we always need to adapt to our environment. So if we're hanging out with negative people, we're going to be programmed to think in the same way they do. So be very cautious about who you hang out with. And then the third point is hypnosis and meditation. Now, a couple of great references, I will say, are Joe Dispenza and Marissa Peer. Marissa Peer is particularly good with the hypnosis. And Joe Dispenza's got a lot on programming the mind for success. And he's got a great book called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, where he really goes through all the reasons why you need to really work on your mind and why that's so, so key. And it gives you some techniques and strategies in it, of which I've been meditating to. That's going to allow you to access that subconscious mind and change it. Okay, so those are the three hacks I've got for you today. But how is it serving you? How is it serving you keep going through the same programs again and again? You need to be conscious about what you're listening to and then start paying attention to your habits. Again, use your common sense. Just be aware of what you're listening to. I've had to work on it. We can always uncover new levels in what we weren't conscious to. And it's something I've constantly been reviewing and making sure I am setting my programs, my subconscious mind for success as much as possible. So take a moment from today and think, what am I going to implement from this podcast? Now, we're coming on to the extra bonus tip in a minute. And I would just like to share with you an opportunity. I wouldn't be doing you a service if I didn't mention this, just as there's only a few days left, because this significant program will make a significant change in your life. So if you're a professional really wanting to enhance your career, get that job promotion like I mentioned, maybe start a business or grow a business, let's get you moving. Let's not get caught in the same cycle. All you've got to do is click in the link in the description below before Monday, the 11th of April, because after then, the $37 offer for some of my best coaching tools will go up. So take advantage of it now. Remember, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. So let's get you out of that cycle and taking action. Now, my final bonus tip today, repetition with emotion. The more we do something, the more it will sink in the subconscious mind. Now, repeating something, I read the same things every single day that I wrote down to myself to ingrain in my memory. And it does play a huge role on driving good and desired behavior. But when I put it with emotion, it makes it even more sink in. So if you're reading something like, I am a wonderful person and my life is great and I am going to make an impact on the world, because that's what you want to believe, that's going to be very difficult to go into your mind. I'm going to be honest with you. However, if you're like, I am a brilliant, wonderful person and I am going to make a huge impact on the world, and you're saying that with a smile, uplifting, and you do that every single day, that is going to sink into your mind as well and more effectively. And that's going to go into the subconscious and you'll start noticing changes in your behavior as a result. So that's my final bonus tip for you today. So thank you so much for listening. I respect you for taking the time out to improve your life and therefore others around you, rather than listening to negativity. If you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple or Spotify podcasts, just so we can reach more people. If you've done so already, thank you so much. I appreciate you and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.